KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. You may know I just had a baby. I have a almost 6 month old named Lily, and I've been struggling with the decision lately of whether I want Lily to grow up in Laguna Beach. I know that kindergarten enrollment is way down in Laguna. I know that young families can't afford to move here or live here. I know that I am a fortunate minority that is able to. And I'm wondering if I want Lily to grow up in a town that is certainly beautiful and draws people here for its natural and unprecedented beauty and views and landscapes, but culturally is dying. I don't know if I want to drive Lily down the street and say, that's where that business used to be. That's where that used to be. Hey, that's another place that locals fondly remember from 50 years ago. I'd much rather drive her around and say, hey, that's the new so-and-so that's going in. That's our new speakeasy. That's our new food hall. That's the new hotel. I want her to be excited about spending time in a place that she will hopefully grow to love. And that can't be founded only on the beach. The sand and the ocean isn't enough to make a community. It might be enough recreationally for some, but it won't be for those who want to be intellectually stimulated, inspired, and provoked by unique and culturally significant businesses. We are facing a crossroads in this town that will determine whether young people will be here in the future or not. And unfortunately, that conversation is being dictated by people who won't even be here to see it. And that's not fair, because people who are perhaps retired, perhaps have a lot of time on their hands, are the ones who are able to steer the conversation about the future of Laguna Beach at city council and planning meetings. That's not fair to us 30-somethings who work day in and day out and do our very best to contribute to this community and really have to bust our asses to get to a city council meeting at 5 o'clock, make sure my kids are at sports, my baby is taken care of, and that I can get off work in time and write something to prepare to say because I care about what's going to happen in town, and yet I have to compete and be shut down and be shunned by people much older than me who spend all day preparing what they're going to say. My group, Young Minds for Laguna's Future, isn't liked very much by Village Laguna and other people who want Laguna to stay the same or whatever. However, there are a few people who have said what we've been dying to say, what we've been dying to hear. There are a few people who are much older than us who have said, we won't be here to enjoy whatever changes are going to happen in this town. So let their opinion carry more weight. If you are an older person who cares about Laguna's future and you're listening to this, please consider that you are just trying to change the legacy of Laguna. It's not for you. It's for us. Here are some things, and I'm not just speaking for myself, that we want. We want a vibrant downtown. We want people to be able to live downtown, perhaps without a car. We want all of our empty storefronts to be reopened. We want the movie theater reopened. We want a parking structure. Maybe I'm not speaking for everybody on that one, but I'm certainly speaking for myself. We want fast, casual, fine, inexpensive dining. We're tired of eating Jack in the Box as our only late night option. We want cool new bars and speakeasies and concepts. We certainly want hotels with rooftop pools. We want incubators and hives and co-working spaces that increase new business in town. And yes, it can all be achieved while maintaining the integrity and the charm of Old Laguna. But it has to change, or nobody other than retired people, vacationers, and foreign home buyers will be here to see it or enjoy it. Because not only can young people not afford to live here, but there's pretty much no reason for them to want to live here. And that is a lethal combination for attracting new life into this town. So if we can't change the home prices or the rent prices, which we can't change, let's at least make it the coolest place for somebody to want to live. Or we be comfortable that they're going to go to Santa Ana or Costa Mesa, take their cool idea there, take their cool business or cool restaurant there, and leave us in the dust. Next to Dana Point, which is flourishing. We have an opportunity to change this at tonight's city council meeting, and again at the January 21st city council meeting. Tonight, the downtown specific plan will be discussed, and then on January 21st, it sounds like it will be voted on. It reduces parking requirements for new businesses, it changes some zoning rules, and it adds second-story apartments to downtown, among other changes that increase its vibrancy. I believe, along with many other people, that this is a necessary change, that this plan must be accepted, and we have to fight against the vocal minority that doesn't want it to happen. Most business owners downtown agree that this should happen. So please help us. Come tonight. Come on January 21st, and let's get the downtown specific plan, after 30 years of discussion, the same age as me, let's get it passed.